there, Frank. There we go.
Longer than hey,
whoa, hey,
hey, I was dancing. That felt longer than 30 seconds.
You were, it seemed like you were dancing. That was, that was good.
I did it again. Right now, if you're watching us here live, you have actually found the Geek Spot, which went live, and then you got the thing because before that, I started the thing and we weren't live,
right? But now we're live,
now we're live after the thing,
yeah,
right? We got this.
We do.
It's only been 8 episodes. I'm still a rookie at this.
And we're almost there.
Yeah, I'll get there soon. Hey, so welcome everybody to the thing where we're doing the show.
We're going to talk about the stuff.
Where we do the stuff and talk about the stuff. I got to really get better openings.
So we had the WandaVision series finale. We both saw some movies this week. We got to talk about that for sure. Some stuff in. We got all the news that you were telling me about earlier that we're going to cover.
Yeah,
we're going to save the Wanda stuff, I think, towards the end, though.
Yep. So that way we give people that haven't watched it a chance to jump out.
And if you haven't, it's too late. It's you're good. It's over. Yep. You can watch it now.
You can
binge it. Binge it.
Our friend Jimmy Wooten refuses to watch TV until it's all out there, then he binges it. And he had some comments for me, which I'll read also later when we get there. And Brett's
gotcha.
Just coming in firing. Like, he just coming right in firing. Yeah, right there. I'm not going to read it, but I'll put it up there because that's what I do. I don't play favorites.
So if you're listening on the podcast, go back to our Facebook and check it out.
Yes. And if you, but okay. Hey, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was. I had a wedding anniversary, so we went out, ate some good food.
Congratulations!
Thanks. Booked a gig, so next week I'm going to be at Nick's Roast Beef at Cotman.
That would be on the
13th.
The 13th for those
from 6 to 10. Anybody who wants to stop out?
For those listening to this in the future, this would have been on the 13th of March, 2021.
Yeah. Little some Irish tunes, some St. Paddy's Day stuff.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah. Got a little bit of everything going. But that was about it for the weekend. You know, watched some stuff. Got some Walking Dead in.
Ooh, yeah. I got some Parks and Rec in.
I'm sure you did. Not any of the shows on the list, right?
No, but I am going to actually start Letterkenny.
Letterkenny's good.
Is that a step forward?
It is. I'm like halfway through season 2. Okay. I have a feeling it's one of those shows where you got to give it a couple seasons.
No, apparently it's great from the get-go, from what I was told.
It's good.
Okay. I was told Gail is the be-all and end-all.
Gail is fantastic.
And it's more fun to watch Ange stand in her living room and do lines of from Gail while she's doing Gail.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Motions.
Gail has some of the best single lines that I've ever heard.
Yep, that's what she said.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything really. I went to a birthday celebration for a mutual friend of ours on Saturday. Played a little hockey Sunday morning. Pulled a little muscle in the back, so it's all good.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I didn't stretch.
Oh, well, that's the problem.
Yes, it is. I'll wait for quips that'll come later from Brett about me being old and still playing hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure once he gets to that point. All right. So we'll go right in. Hold on. I have to pull up a web page.
Oh, a web page.
A web page. Yes. So I can get some of this. I want to make sure I get this one right. Okay.
It's a good call.
So we're going to start with Space Jam 2.
Oh, is it Electric Boogaloo?
I wish. If it were Electric Boogaloo, I would be even more interested in seeing it. But as I have to find the page with the plot on it again.
Yeah. If there was a movie to be subtitled Electric Boogaloo after Breaking 2, it would be Space Jam 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have a rundown of the plot. But for now, what I'll do is we'll start with the Pepe Le Pew. Remember Pepe Le Pew?
I do. The French love machine.
So they removed him from the movie. He only had one scene, and according to what I was reading after, I did a little digging on that, he's kind of going to be pulled from all future Looney Tunes stuff at this point in time. Look, going back and reading or watching Pepe Le Pew stuff, he definitely came off as a little rapey.
Oh, yeah.
Like I get it. Like, I do. I'm not mad about it.
Especially to the cats. That
right.
Ended up,
right.
You know, with the paint down their back, as they Correct. Always happen to.
That always happened, and it was always the same black cat, right? Oh no, they were different.
I hope not. That poor girl.
So, according to this, the scene that was in the movie was I'm going to read this. Where is it? It is the scene would have reportedly spoofed Casablanca, with Pepe in the role of a bartender that flirts with a woman played by, and I'm going to get this name wrong, Grease Santo?
Sure.
G-R-E-I-C-E. As the scene continues, Pepe's advances turn aggressive. He kisses the arm of the woman without her consent, and she eventually gives him a hard slap. Pepe later says that Penelope Pussycat has followed a restraining order against him, leading LeBron James to reply that Pepe can't grab other tunes without their consent. Now, the woman that voices the female in this was actually angry that they cut the scene because she has dealt with sexual harassment in her past and wanted that kind of
message
brought up into the front, messaged out front. So
what Space Jam's for.
Right.
They're really message movies.
No, Brett's right. The original actually does hold up.
Yeah, I watched it not that long ago. It helps if you know who the athletes are.
Correct. It does.
But, you know.
So, according to the plot of this coming movie is LeBron James is going to play a heightened version of himself. James struggles to relate to his son, Dom, who's much more interested in creating games than playing them. When Dom, that's his son, when mm-hmm. Dom's tech skills draw the attention of a CGI humanoid named Al G. Rhythm, played by Don Cheadle, the father-son duo gets sucked into the Warner 3000 Entertainment Serverus. So it's like a universe, but a server. Hold on, I'm not done. With the AI kidnapping Dom in the hopes of stealing some of the king's followers. In real life, he has about 80 million on Instagram. Cheadle doesn't consider AIG to be a bad guy, what bad guy does, but rather an AI with a chip on his shoulder. And apparently, there's going to be characters from across Warner Brothers, not just from Looney Tunes. So there will be Mad Max characters, Casablanca characters, The Matrix characters, and Lola, remember Lola? Cute little Lola?
Lola Bunny?
She was living with the Amazons.
She's in Wonder Woman Land, right?
In Wonder Woman Land, yes.
Yeah, I saw something about that.
Yes. So that's the plot.
Okay. Well, it sounds like pretty close to Wreck-It Ralph 2.
Yeah, that probably is yeah.
Where they pulled it, like Wreck-It Ralph 2 pulled in all the, like Hubert and all these other video game characters and all that kind of stuff.
See, he got it. AI with a chip on his shoulder. See?
Yeah, that's...
You could write for Warner Brothers, Brett.
That's pretty punny. But, you know, maybe, I'm sure we'll get a behind the scenes. It's the AI version.
Yes.
Right? Because every villain's the hero of their own story. So, Correct. You know, we have to tell both sides. But I totally get why they didn't want there to be a weird, lesson-y moment in the middle of the movie.
Right. Even though, I mean, I don't know.
I find it more funny that LeBron's kid is Dom James.
Dom James.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't seem excited.
I'm not really that excited about Space Jam 2. I wasn't from the beginning. I mean, look, I don't have a problem with LeBron James, really. He gets really crapped on a lot, but in all honesty, he's really just clean cut. Like he builds schools. He's done like so much good. He doesn't have he doesn't have any skeletons in his closets. You know, he doesn't have like 18 kids hidden around the world. Like he's a good dude.
Right.
But I don't know. Like I don't have any interest in, I have more interest in the Mighty Ducks TV show, and I'm pissed that that's coming.
I could give or take LeBron. He got big after I stopped paying attention to basketball. So
right.
Which was like 02 is when I stopped paying attention to basketball. Maybe 03.
I stopped paying a bit. I stopped paying attention to basketball when AI left the Sixers.
Yeah, that was about when I stopped too.
With the AI team,
the games were a little. The games just weren't quite as exciting to watch anymore.
No, they are now. Not that we're going to get into a sports thing, but they're fun to watch now. They're actually really fun to watch. But anyway, since we're doing sequels. There was another big sequel that came out that I had been looking very, very forward to.
Oh.
Coming to America.
Yeah, that was, that came out for sure.
It did. What did you think of Coming to America?
Because
it's the sequel.
Let me start with this. I love the first movie.
Yes, agree.
Incredibly quotable movie.
Yep.
Loved it. Lots of great funny lines. You know, look, the sequel was not quotable, and I think I may have laughed out loud once, possibly twice. The weird thing that it did for me was make me appreciate the first one, but look at it with a weird filter on now.
Okay.
Because this one was very much aware of how weird a lot of the first one was and made it uncomfortable, right, bringing those same jokes to the modern day.
Well, yeah, some of the jokes don't hold water.
And today they tried the same jokes again, which just didn't work now. And spoilers for, not bad spoilers, but it's a reverse of the original, right? So, and this is in the trailer. So Prince Akeem has a son in the U.S. that now he's bringing back to Africa. So it's not really, they're in America for maybe 7 minutes of the movie. And bringing him back to Africa to
but
what was the name of the country?
Zamunda.
Zamunda. Bringing him back there to become a prince and, you know, get his royal lineage.
So in the original movie, he had gone to America to sow his royal oats. And the whole point of that was is that he searched and searched and searched, did not sow his royal oats, found the girl of his dreams, and brought her back to marry. It was actually a pretty positive story in a way, kind of, sort of.
Yeah, it was.
Let's hold on. Let me read what Brett just said. Coming to America, number two, was like going to see your favorite band from your high school years. You want to hear the hits and are mildly interested in the new stuff. Yeah, that sums it up pretty good. So what they did was they retconned his going to America into having had a one-night stand with a woman he didn't remember.
Right. Because he was drugged.
Right.
So,
which totally throws the whole first movie off.
Right. And we also find out, you know, that we're going with Little Rapey's okay.
Yes. But Pepe's not. Mm-hmm.
And the whole... It dismissed his current family like right off the bat, which is what I really didn't like. It was, you know, it set this precedent at the end of the movie. We're going to change the way things work in Zamunda. And even at the beginning, we're trying to change the way things work in Zamunda, and my kids are great. Oh, but I have a son, so you're all trash.
Right, right.
And wife, you're trash.
So really fast, I'm going to go through a couple of the characters that did not appear in the sequel.
Okay.
I kind of did like they did almost a small, yes, secondhand weed smoke is absolutely horrible, and you can get really high off of secondhand weed smoke, because that's how she drugged him, was blowing weed smoke in his mouth.
Right.
as Brett points out. I'm going to run down a quick list of the character, a couple of the big characters that weren't in the second one that were in the first one. Hold Up Man, obviously.
You're Samuel not going to
get
him.
Yeah, you're not going to get Samuel Jackson. I mean, maybe he could.
You'd think if anybody could, it would be Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy, though.
Right. So he,
and James
he
Earl
was,
Jones.
Yeah, he wasn't in it. Daryl Jenks wasn't in it. Soul Glow Man. He wasn't in it. Eric LaSalle played Daryl Jenks.
And there was no real reason for Eric LaSalle, right?
No, but there was no reference to him at all. Like, they referenced Hold Up Man. He was in a flashback.
Right. But, I mean, they you know, he was her boyfriend 30 years ago.
Right. The landlord wasn't referenced, which, I mean, there's no reason for that. That's, you know.
And we got to see Louis Anderson in all his glory.
Yeah, apparently Louis Anderson got kind of shoehorned into that one, from what I understood, from what I was reading. In the original Coming to America, the studio forced them to cast a white actor. At that point in time, they did not want an all black movie. They wanted them to cast a white actor, and Arsenio and Eddie sat down and went, "Well, who's the funniest white guy we know?" And at the time, it was Louis Anderson, and it worked great.
Louis Anderson was really at his peak back then, though. Before Family Feud brought him down, he was fantastic in the 80s.
He looks a little old in this.
He was just in the movie. He's been on the TV show with Zach Galifianakis for the last few years, playing his mother.
Isn't that the basket one? Something about a basket?
Baskets, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Patrice McDowell, Lisa's little sister.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they referenced her. They showed a picture.
Yeah.
Or maybe I looked up a picture trying to remember, but I think they showed a picture.
Akeem's mom, she's gone. She wasn't in it. Like, they referenced her, but she wasn't in it. Well, she passed away in... Oh, I didn't know that. She passed away in 1995 after a 13-year battle with leukemia.
Oh, wow.
Okay. She was an Emmy-winning actress. Madge Sinclair played Akeem's mom. I did not know that. And that's all this list was. That was just a quick little...
Yeah, there's only a few missing. But yeah, I and I thought the kid was fine, but I just... It didn't play for laughs.
Wesley Snipes was kind of funny.
He was good. Wesley Snipes was good.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Dolomite yet, so I don't know how Eddie Murphy's comeback's really coming.
I heard Dolomite was actually really good.
So did I. But I heard this was similar. He's the same director.
Okay. And I know he's got comedy coming, I believe, to Netflix.
I don't know if it was just because they were trying to redo the story and bring back the characters. Because like the barbershop stuff was fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
All of it felt forced. None of it felt, you know, as natural as the original.
No, it was it, and it felt like it was the same jokes regurgitated, just kind of switched around a little bit. And I'm just kind of shocked Kevin Hart wasn't in it.
I was shocked too. I mean, they brought in Tracy Morgan, they brought in Leslie Jones.
Tracy Morgan's great.
He was fine.
Excuse me.
I mean, they both played the same character they play in every movie though, so that's a bit boring. Right. I find Leslie Jones pretty boring because they just have her as that one character.
Yeah.
And she's like the same age as the girl that played Lisa.
Oh, really?
They're both in their mid-50s.
Well, good news is that Eddie does have an idea for Coming to America 3.
Is it the cutting room floor?
Well, he said if it happens, it won't be anytime soon, though, thankfully. I added that thankfully.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a Soul Glow reference in the barbershop, probably on a shelf or something. That would be cool.
I'll wait till an article tells me. I don't think I'm gonna watch it again.
No, I wasn't sifting through that for Easter eggs. A Quiet Place 2 is now going to release May 28th in theaters.
Got moved up, right?
Yep. Stuff's starting to kind of come back the other way now.
Right.
Fast and the Furious 9. Sadly was bumped another month now. It'll come out in June 2021. I'm really excited for that one. I'll be there opening night for Fast 9 because I don't care. I love that franchise. It's horribly awful and awesome.
I don't think I've seen one since like 4. Maybe 5.
I'll pay for a ticket.
No, I'm good.
No, I don't mind.
I feel like I'd be out of the loop as far as that riveting storyline they've been. It's about family.
It's okay. I'll catch you up. It's all about family.
Okay.
I'll catch you up.
Is The Rock in this one?
No, I don't think The Rock's in this one.
Oh, then maybe I can go.
What we'll do is we'll binge it.
Oh, yeah, that's well, it'll be a rewatch for you, so we can probably do
Right. We'll do four at your house and like four at my house. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, sure. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. Warner Media CEO Jason Kilar has stated that there is potential for more Harry Potter projects, but did not specify what the studio has planned.
I've seen that. I
Yeah.
think they're talking about doing some of it's early and doing the crew before the movies. Some of it's after because they've been talking about Radcliffe coming back. But
Some of them want to look at Harry's life as an auror,
yeah,
auror.
but the girl that played Hermione is retired from acting.
Did she really?
She did just recently. She just got married and retired from acting.
Oh, I'm sure
She's
money
like
can lure her
30.
back. No shit.
She's
I didn't
made a
realize she
pretty
had.
penny. She made money from all the Potter movies. She was Bella and Beauty and the Beast.
She was.
She's made some cash, and I think her husband's some crazy like stock something guy.
Gotcha.
Speaking of reboots and remakes, though, I did watch my wife and I did watch the Punky Brewster
You know,
remake.
I haven't watched it, and I see it advertised on Facebook, so I always like kind of poke into the comments to see if anybody's shitting on it, and it's
Yeah.
100% positive.
She is fantastic. She looks
Really?
great.
Okay.
Great. Oh, she looks
Okay.
good. Freddie Prinze Jr. is fantastic in it.
Oh, he's in it?
He plays her ex.
Oh,
And
that's
the
so
dad
cool.
to the kids. The kids are
Oh,
all
okay.
great. They're
Yeah.
cast really well. Her best friend from the original's back. Forget what her name is.
Okay.
But it's super fun. Like
Nice.
it's cheesy like an 80s show, but it's you get that it's piece, and this is a guy that shits on everything, right? But
Yeah.
it's like a cheesy 80s show that's about family, and it's just like watching an 80s sitcom.
Oh, that's pretty
Much better
cool.
done than the Saved by the Bell one was. But like,
Really?
yeah, but like super fun. It she carries it. She's great.
But you're still going to watch the Saved by the Bell one.
I already did. I'll watch the next one. Maybe
Which
there's going
one?
to be a crossover because her ex-husband's a musician. Freddie Prinze Jr. plays a guitar player, so maybe he'll join Zach and the Waves or whatever they were called.
Galifianakis? Oh.
No, Zach Morris.
Oh yeah. No, but he's the governor of
Yeah,
California,
but
isn't
he'll
he?
do something. If you watched it, he'll do something to mess up his governorship soon enough. At
Oh,
the
okay.
end, it was kind of questionable if he was still going to be governor.
Gotcha. Mortal Kombat. I'm actually kind of I don't want to say excited, but I'll go see this.
What's
The Mortal
HBO
Kombat
Max,
movie.
right?
I
Yeah, it's HBO Max.
can't wear that. Yeah. So it will actually include the iconic theme song Techno Syndrome.
Nice.
That's the Test Your Might.
Oh, yeah.
Which is pretty good. Goro will be 100% CGI. No
That
acting.
tracks.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of looking forward to that one. I'll see that.
I'm excited for the Mortal Kombat movie. It'll be fun popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, hour and a
So
half.
the first one was dreadfully, awfully awesome.
But
Like it was
so the
it
first two, the second one was the same. It was
Second one
great.
was worse. Second one was horrible.
Yeah, but it was, but you knew it was, and it's
Well,
fine.
yeah. No,
You
I
lean
didn't.
in.
Yeah, it wasn't touted as this is winning an Oscar going into it.
No.
The only bad part about it was that Christopher Lambert could not be Raiden again.
No, but the guy they got for Raiden's great.
Yes.
We talked about him a few weeks ago. He's on
Yes.
Black Lightning now.
Yes, he was in Jericho. He was a bad guy in
Sure.
Jericho.
Yeah.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt has been cast as the live-action Jiminy Cricket.
No.
Robert Zemeckis is helming a live-action remake of Pinocchio, one of two Pinocchio
Yeah.
movies coming. Tom Hanks as Geppetto. Luke
Yeah.
Evans will be the coachman. I'm not sure who the coachman is. I don't remember Pinocchio enough to know all these characters.
I do. I know they're having a lot of struggles with Pinocchio at the theme parks, because
Well,
there's some questionable content in Pinocchio by today's standards.
Cynthia Erivo,
Good luck.
Erivo, she's going to play the blue fairy. Benjamin Evan Ainsworth will be the voice of Pinocchio. Keegan-Michael Key will be Honest John, who I don't remember. And Lorraine
Okay.
Bracco will be the therapist that talks to Tony Soprano.
Honest John
I
was
mean, I'm sorry. She's got a new character called Sophia the Seagull.
Honest John was one of the sales pitch guys
Gotcha.
that sell him that he ends up telling lies and turning into a donkey.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And then he ends up in a whale.
Production begins this month in the UK.
Look at
On
Tom
the
Hanks, man, working.
yeah, now on the flip side, Guillermo del Toro is doing his own stop animation version that was picked up by Netflix. Jiminy Cricket in that movie will be Obi-Wan Kenobi. That'd be Ewan McGregor.
Got it.
And he has hinted that he would be singing the classic When You Wish Upon a Star.
Okay.
I'm in for that.
And
The
this,
ca
neither one of these is Geppetto, right?
No, so
Geppetto
the
already came
cast.
out, right?
Yes, that's the all Italian one we talked
The
about.
other Netflix one.
Yes. According to the cast list on IMDb, Cate Blanchett, Tilda Swinton, Ron Perlman will be Mangifuko. Don't know who
Sure.
that is. John Turturro, Christopher Waltz, Finn Wolfhard, Bern Gorman, David Bradley, Tim Blake Nelson, they're all in it. It sounds like it's got a pretty star-studded cast. And it's stop animation, so it's all voice work, so that's easy
Right.
to get done. And
That's
Gregory Mann is Pinocchio in that one.
okay. I might watch one of them, maybe, probably not. Maybe my kids will.
I might watch the stop animation one. If the other one's on Disney, maybe I'll watch it, but I haven't watched Pinocchio in so long, I have no idea.
Well, you have to have an adult account, I think, to watch it. I don't think you can watch it on a kid's account. There's
Oh, okay.
questionable stuff in there.
Right. I do happen to have an adult account.
Oh, okay. Well, then you
Yeah,
should be fine.
I should be all right. Over in the DC universe, which is my favorite of the universes,
Is it?
yes, it is. Superman and Lois, a show that I actually am enjoying, that you are
I'm really
not
glad
as
you are.
enjoying. It has become the most streamed series premiere in the history of the CW.
Which is amazing to me.
Yes. And
I
it
mean,
was quick.
production value, it is easily the best production value.
Well, it was quickly renewed for season two, but thanks to COVID, it's going to be put on hiatus on March 30th. So how this is going to work is they're going on a COVID hiatus on March 30th, I guess, so they can start like catch up filming more episodes.
Yeah.
And then Supergirl final season is going to slide in there on March 30th, and they have a 20 episode final season, which I can't wait for that. Sarcasm. Is
Can't
that
come
correct?
fast enough.
So Supergirl will run from March 30th to May 18th. Then Supergirl will go on hiatus while Superman comes back. And then Supergirl will finish up in the summertime. So you have super shows all the way through to summer.
That's actually not that weird for the
No.
CW. I mean, they've been doing that for a while now, where all these, like, Flash always took like really weird breaks in the winter. Like, it'd be like, here's two episodes. All right, we're out. We'll see you in a month and a half. Then here's another two episodes, and we'll see you in another month and a half. It was always really weird.
Basically.
Which, speaking of the Flash came back last week.
That's actually next on my list.
Hey, look at that.
Really next on my list. Spoiler alert, if you do watch the Flash TV show, I'm absolutely going to ruin that for you now. And that's
And
the
if you
warning.
don't, give it a shot.
Give it a shot. Go
The
all the way
first
back to
couple
season
seasons
one
are really good.
and watch Run, Barry, Run.
And watch it every week.
Run, Barry, run. There is a video on YouTube. I said this last week. Strung together all the Run Barry runs, and you can watch it.
You could.
so anyway, Nash Wells dies in this episode, and it was a really what?
No, go ahead. I was going to say, not just Nash.
Well, all of the Wells died. There were the
The
Council of
Council of
Wells, all
Wells.
of them. For let me take a step aside and say that Grant really did a good job channeling all the different Wells.
100%.
Really did well. The Sherlock joke still isn't
Sherlock.
old. Right.
Sherlock.
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 Right. Was great. The whole thing was great. He nailed all of them. Even like emo cranky Wells.
Right. So for anybody that doesn't know, so Tom Cavanagh every season came back as a different version of the character Harrison Wells. So one season was as Eobard Thawne in the beginning that was playing him, and then later on it turns into
Harrison Wells.
cranky Harry Wells.
Harry
And
Wells, right.
then there's another Wells that's a French
Right.
Sherlock, and then
Sherlock.
there's Nash Wells is the last one. There's another one in there that's kind of goofy and out of sorts. But Tom Cavanagh has been a tour de force on The Flash every season, where he's just bringing multiple different characters every time. And this, this is technically season 7, but it's really the end of season 6
Right. So
that we're
they
getting.
kill off this Wells, but without the rest of the cast there that have interacted with this character so many times. Again, because at the time when they filmed it, Danielle Panabaker was pregnant and Sisko was off on his storyline looking for Atlantis or
Yeah, it's
whatever it
a
was.
really
It
weird
is.
backdrop for the
The
story.
continuity is a little off because of, again, COVID.
And they had to write Elongated Man out.
Right, which they did. They kind of like brushed past him in the episode.
Yeah, I think we'll still have him, just with a different face.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have to because the girl playing Sue Dearborn was great. She was phenomenal.
Yeah.
So Cavanaugh was, to me, I wrote this. It was the best part of the show, like his different iterations of Wells. Yeah, like you were saying, and then there was the multiverse Council of Wells, where he got to play even more versions of Wells. So, in an interview with TV Line, they asked Eric Wallace, the showrunner, is that it? Is Tom Cavanagh gone? And he said, no, Tom's not leaving the show, and he's going to resurface in a unique way that we haven't seen before. I think it's going to be Speed Force visions of him since he
100%.
merged with the
I
Speed
think
Force.
Barry's gonna go run through the track, and he's gonna get to talk to him.
Yeah. And that's the only place he'll show up is in the track, right?
I think that's what they're gonna do with it.
I'm cool with that. I'm pretty cool with that. So I was looking for something else and I just came across this really fast. Justice League accidentally released on HBO Max a week before its scheduled debut,
Oh, did it?
which means I'm going to go have fun after this.
Oh, all
I'm not
right.
going to bed tonight.
Which one?
The Snyder Cut
Oh,
released early. Yeah,
did they leave it up?
apparently.
So we also get there's a black and white version too, because we get 8 hours of Justice League that's releasing.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I meant to watch the original first again.
Oh, so this guy says, HBO Max, I'm trying to watch Tom and Jerry, but instead it's playing the Snyder Cut. I doubt this is how Tom and Jerry starts off.
Yeah.
Maybe they did take it down. I haven't looked through it yet. But speaking of Justice League, oh, so it's getting closer. I'm excited. But Henry Cavill has gone radio silent since the announcement of a J.J. Abrams movie about Superman. Henry has just stopped talking about it in general and kind of staying off social media right now.
Henry has been pretty. Well, I just started Tom and Jerry, and it is Tom and Jerry,
Oh,
by the way.
boo.
So,
But it.
but yeah, I mean, he's honestly he's been silent since Joss took over. I don't know that I've
Well,
heard him promote the show, the movie, in 5 years.
not so much the movie, but he's been active on social media and, with his workouts, and he was teasing a secret project that everybody thinks is going to be him starring in a Mass Effect movie. And, he's showing himself in the chair for The Witcher, getting makeup and all that. So the rumors are that he's reached out to Marvel for a role, which makes sense.
Which he would be an amazing Adam Warlock.
They said that, and they also said Captain Britain.
He'd be a great Captain Britain too, but you get. Well, we'll talk Marvel in a bit.
So that's, I mean, that's all I had in Justice League in DC. I didn't really have anything more DC wise. It was just a couple quick little things.
No, there has been. I mean, The Rock keeps teasing his workouts for Black Adam.
Yes, you got
More
it.
and more of that, and still Henry Cavill, he wants to fight him in a Black Adam movie.
I mean, that would be great, but I don't think it's going to end up happening unless The Rock makes it happen.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they made official what they're doing with the Superman storyline for the reboot. Like, I think
Right.
official. It's
It's
not going to
not
be
going to be
Clark
Clark.
Kent.
No. And I'm
So
cool with
that's
that.
good. It's going to be like an Elseworlds is what it seems like. So if they're doing an Elseworlds for that, unless they're going to try and do a franchise off that, there's no reason that Henry Cavill can't still be Superman 2.
If they're going to do like they did with the Joker, where they're going to make it not attached to anything else, I mean, I don't have a problem with it either way.
Well, the same thing. So we have, I mean, if that's what DC's doing. We have Robert Pattinson starring in the Batman, but then a year later we have Ben Affleck and Michael Keaton as Batman again.
Right.
So there's no reason they can't bring back Henry Cavill.
Yeah, not at all. Unless
And
he
which
just
is
said,
probably why he's not saying anything.
and he signed a contract to do a handful more appearances too.
Right, recently. So it's not like he's
Yes.
going anywhere. This is just all rumor mill because there's nothing going
Right.
on. He's busy just trying to recover from hurting himself doing The Witcher.
So over on the other side, in the other comic book world, in the Marvel universe, the MCU, as they call it, Frank Grillo. Remember Frank?
Yeah,
Old Crossbones?
crossbones. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a little unhappy. And when the Russos called him to appear in Endgame, he actually hung up on them. He was kind of pissed that they wrote him out of the movie so fast.
I don't blame him.
No, neither do I.
Crossbones is a fantastic character.
And he signed a seven-picture deal to do that. So when the Russo brothers initially called him, he was like, "Nah, I'm good, fam." And he literally hung up on him. They called him back. He hung up on him again. Like he was legit pissed.
A
And
lot of money.
it's a lot of money to turn down,
No,
but
but if you were a seven picture deal and you got two, it's a lot of money.
yeah. So it was his 22-year-old son said to him, "You should go and do Avengers." And he goes, "Why? Why should I do that?" And he said, "I'm telling you, you need to go." He's like, "I don't care if you're in the movie for 10 seconds. It's part of history. It's going to be a big deal. You should do it." And that's why he went and did it. And now he's in some other stuff. He's going to be in the What If, and I'm hoping that he pops up. They haven't said, and this is just me speculating. I'm hoping he pops up in Falcon and Winter Soldier. I doubt it, but it would be nice.
I mean, look, who knows where they're going to go with this stuff. I mean, he we don't know what how much flashback we're going to get, how much
Right.
non-flashback. You know, luckily we're coming up on Falcon and Winter Soldier 2 weeks now.
2 weeks
No.
from this, yeah,
No. Yeah.
no, yeah.
Yeah.
This week coming up, this
Two
Friday coming
weeks.
up will be the behind the scenes of WandaVision, and then will be Falcon.
And you get
Don't say it.
four episodes of Legends.
Stop it. I'm never watching that again. Never watching Legends again.
I mean, to be honest, the legends for Wanda and Vision showed you every minute they'd been on screen before WandaVision came out. So there were 7 minutes each.
So these could be a little longer.
Nope, they're 7 minutes. I looked.
Oh, forget it. I'm done.
So,
All
but they
right.
are doing. So they're doing. They already released Falcon and Winter Soldier
Right.
Legends
Right.
last week.
I'm
This
sure they
week,
were
in
awesome.
addition to the Wanda behind the scenes, they're releasing Sharon Carter
She
and
was on
Baron
screen
Zemo.
for less than 7 minutes.
No, she had some decent screen time in Winter Soldier when she and Cap were doing what she and Cap were doing at the beginning and the end. And she showed up in Civil
Really?
War for a hot minute.
Yeah, for the makeout scene.
Yeah, and then the funeral. But she was in Winter Soldier quite a bit.
Oh.
She was in the
I
beginning
have to
and
go
the end
back
of
and
Winter
watch it.
Soldier. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I
Well,
know.
that's what they're saying. That's the tone. They're
Right.
taking the Russo brothers' tone for Falcon and Winter Soldier, and that's what the
Right.
show's going to be like.
The whole thing's supposed to be action.
Right.
Okay.
6 hours of action
Yes.
with 2.5 hours of credits.
Right. If we're lucky. Blade will begin filming in 2021. It does not have a release date still.
Okay.
Yeah. Marvel
I'm fine with
Studios.
that. I still love the original Blade movie, so I don't really care about new Blade.
Right.
Does the old one still hold up, honestly?
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to see what they're gonna do.
The third one's a little questionable with Ryan Reynolds and
Stop it.
all
Ryan
that,
Reynolds
but
is awesome. We've been through this. He's the best Ryan Reynolds, or he's the best Ryan.
is. He was the
He's not that notebook Ryan.
who was he? Harkness? Was he a Harkness?
Gosling. Who?
In the third, no, he was I forget
Oh.
who he was. Oh, you gotta go see the third one.
I didn't see the first two either.
Really?
Yeah, wasn't my thing back then.
Dude, Wesley Snipes is fantastic.
I've heard. That one I actually will see before the new one comes out, so I have a little bit of leeway here.
Yeah, the third one, they you got the whole clan of helpers for him.
Jessica
So
Biel.
all, yeah, she was Whistler's daughter. Whistler was Kris Kristofferson.
Okay, I like
Because it
him.
was Wesley Snipes and Kris Kristofferson were the
Right.
protagonists. Yeah, anyway, the original Blades were great. A new one will be fine, I'm sure.
Now here's something that I'm curious how you're going to take this. Marvel Studios is reportedly developing a movie called The Mutants, and
Yeah.
it's leading to rumors that they're not going to use the term X-Men. I don't see how they could possibly go forward with that property and not use the term X-Men at all. I mean, maybe the first movie and lead into them becoming the X-Men, but you can't go the whole time without using that word, right?
No, I mean you can there it's not like there wasn't other X groups.
Right.
I
Isn't there an
mean
X factor?
there was X Factor was
Yes.
done in the early 80s by Waltz or Louis Simonson came out and did
Right.
that, and what that was she brought back the original five members of the X-Men who had all retired or
Okay.
gone on to other groups. They all came back when they brought Jean Grey back from
Gotcha.
blowing up as the Phoenix, and they brought her
Right.
back to life.
Right.
So you had that X Factor, you had Excalibur, which was the one that Captain Britain was in, which is why I was mentioning earlier. If you bring
Gotcha.
Captain Britain in now, you get kind of tough with how to use him,
Right.
because he's played in the comic books, as just Captain Britain. He's had a couple incarnations as that, but the main one that he's been in and out of is this group Excalibur with him, Rachel Summers, who was Scott's daughter. Who
Okay.
went to the future and then came back from the future as a full adult from the Days of Future Past comic books
Right.
that they made into the movie. They left her out of the movie.
Of
Shadowcat's
course.
in that, Nightcrawler's in that, and then this British fairy tale character called Magaan is in it. But you also have Captain Britain's sister is Psylocke,
I know Psylocke.
who is Olivia Munn in the
Thank
Apocalypse
to I
movie.
know her. Gotcha.
She's supposed to be a nice British girl who has telepathic powers, but in the comics, she was that for a little bit, and then all of the X-Men got killed off at some point, and she happened to be come back as a Asian ninja assassin who is a telepath still and had like the psychic daggers. But she's still Captain Britain's sister. It's very
Gotcha.
bizarre. It was a great run that Claremont did on that. That was, I mean, it was part of his run. It was back in the mid-80s, though, they did that run.
Okay.
So I don't know how you bring Captain Britain back with that, but you could have bring Excalibur, X Factor, X Force.
Right.
You
You have a
have the New
lot. There's a
Mutants.
lot for them to play with.
Yeah.
And Feige's kind of like a mad genius with this, so I'm sure he's got there's This is this this the mutants thing is just a hot rumor. There's no they don't have anything publicly released that's close to being a movie, but I'm
Right.
sure he has notes and shit, and
Well,
I'm sure he's been making them all along. He
it's
said
at
that
least
before.
2 to 3 years out.
Right.
So for all we know, I mean, the stars of those movies might not even be movie stars yet.
It's true. That's true. Marvel Studios is reportedly casting a female to play a mysterious shapeshifter in the She-Hulk TV show. Secret
Okay.
Wars. Secret Wars. It's coming.
Yeah, I think that's not going to be as tied to the movie universe as we'd all like.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No. I think they're going to set that up through a series of like 7 or 8 TV shows.
And then have it end in a big TV show? Like a
Well,
big
it's already a
made for
TV show.
TV. No, I mean Secret Wars. They're going to have that set up as like a made for
Oh,
TV
sorry. It's
event.
Secret Invasion. So are you talking Secret Wars or Secret Invasion?
Whatever. Yeah.
Well, you're talking Secret
The
Invasion.
thing with the Skrulls.
That's Secret Invasion.
Okay.
That's
That's
already a show coming out with Samuel L. Jackson in like 2 years.
So that's what they're pointing all this stuff to,
I
probably.
think that's where we're going to get to that
Okay.
he's observing from outer space all the Skrulls that are taking spots on Earth.
Right. So the VFX supervisor, that's visual effects,
Oh.
for the Loki show has said that Loki shows a crazy journey and will defy expectations. There are amazing things that are going to happen in every episode. Or is he just saying that like another show that we expected so many things to happen that,
So I think there will be really cool things that happen in Loki. I think, you know, and we're part of the machine, right?
Yes.
Kind of that perpetuates these fan theories and tries to come up with different things that are going to happen, right? So
yes,
fan, you know, and it's a lot more prevalent than it was, and you can't look at your phone half the time or the internet with or TV even without seeing some fan theory coming through. So I don't know if, and we can start transitioning into WandaVision with this, I suppose, if that is going to burn people for these next few TV shows where they're not going to be as big a scale as we expected. And they are going to tell these smaller, more intimate, contained stories that will tie in later on, but not how we expect
right.
and are used to movies with big revelations at every turn.
Before we completely get to the spoiler part, so we are going to transition over to WandaVision. I will change my background in a moment. I found this little tidbit about Mr. Bettany that has nothing to do with WandaVision, but apparently when he was filming The Da Vinci Code, did you see this?
I saw the headline.
When he was filming The Da Vinci Code with Tom Hanks, he apparently punched Tom Hanks so hard in the stomach that Tom Hanks let out, and I quote, a gargantuan fart.
It's a good story.
Tom Hanks was exactly not thrilled with this little issue.
Well, and Paul Bettany in that movie, if anybody remembers, played the albino who's
yes.
practiced self-flagellation and was basically just like the big muscle bad in that movie.
Right. And Tom Hanks was not one of the rumored people to show up as a cameo in the season finale of WandaVision, which we are now going to talk to as I change my background to something a little funkier.
Oh,
like
look at that.
Yeah,
where's
like
that
one
from?
I don't know, some website somewhere.
Oh, and you got who you got? You got Jimmy Woo, you got Wanda,
Jimmy Woo, got Wanda
Tommy,
got,
Billy, Agnes.
Yeah, it's Asian Jim.
Wrong
from
side.
Office? From the office? Yeah, that way.
Yep. Right, Monica.
Right there.
All right. So before we start recapping, what were your overall thoughts, Frank?
Okay. I watched it twice.
Okay.
First time through, I really enjoyed it. Like, I really liked it. I was like, okay, cool. This is awesome. The second time through, I was like, this was good. There was a lot of buildup to this, and they answered a lot of stuff, but they also, and from what I was reading, it purposely threw red herrings out there that didn't pay off.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad about it, because I bought into it like everybody else. I enjoyed it. I'll watch the whole thing again from front to back at some point to kind of see how it plays off in a row. Maybe I can skip a couple episodes of Parks and Rec this week and do that.
Maybe. Nah, I mean, if you take out the credits, it's only like 3 hours a show.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was fine. There was no point that I was like super blown away with what they decided to do.
Uh-huh.
It felt rushed. Like the whole episode felt rushed to me.
Well,
which for a show, you know, with this huge budget and we're doing it this way so we can take our time. I would have rather either not had one of the first two episodes or not had episode 8 and instead had a full hour to go through the storyline that we went through in this one. And just gotten into it more. It just everything just felt rushed, like from the fight scenes to the ending to the piece with the Paul Bettany getting to act with the actor he's always wanted to act with.
Yep.
You know, to what happened to Monica, and now I don't know how much of that was influenced by COVID, because they did come back to finish this episode.
They originally
and maybe episode
had...
8.
They originally had 10 episodes planned, and they cut it by one because of COVID.
That makes a lot of sense.
You can see where they had to cut a couple of corners and kind of skip
Because this
through.
episode felt very rushed.
It did. It did. I the Vision battle was fast.
Was fine.
It was fine. It was a good spectacle, but and I enjoyed the ship of Theseus.
Theseus.
Theseus. I enjoyed
Yeah.
that. And I don't know. Do we want to go through it?
We can go through it, and I can, take break hits, like big hits. Like I have just little notes as we go as it goes.
I will say this is that Gabriel Luna tweeted out after the show was over. Gabriel Luna played Ghost Rider in the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. TV show, and in that TV show, he took the Darkhold and went to hell with it to get rid of it. And in this WandaVision episode, Agatha has the Darkhold, but it's their version. It looks like a completely different book.
Right.
But Gabriel tweeted out, "Okay, y'all, I admit it. Under my mattress may not have been the best hiding place. Hashtag the Darkhold. Hashtag WandaVision." That's pretty funny. For
Oh,
those
that's
of us
great.
that, for those of us that watch that show, that's hilarious.
And it means he's not too bitter about not getting his Ghost Rider show he was supposed to get.
Yeah, that's a shame.
So let's go through it and we'll see where we end up. So we come back out. The episode starts back out in the street with Agatha with the boys.
Picks up right where it left off.
Yep, and you get Wanda, starts shooting Agatha, and Agatha lets the boys goes, and then we see Agatha starts to absorb her powers like she did to the witches at the beginning of the last episode, and we see Wanda start her arm start decaying, which didn't really have any impact to her other than her arm just looked burnt, right?
Didn't like that effect. It was a weird effect. The
Yeah, and then
burn,
right
burn.
away Wanda hits her with a car, and we get the Wizard of Oz montage, or
Yes.
the visual. And then obviously she's not dead because then the episode would already be over. And then White Vision shows up right away,
Right.
and Wanda thinks that's her vision until he starts crushing her head.
Right.
And then Wanda's vision shows up, and the two of them fight. And then we cut to Monica watching this fight on the street from the man cave of the neighbor, who still has his fast powers and isn't letting Monica get out, and he knocks, flicks her chest and knocks her back, which doesn't really make sense, but sure. And then the visions keep fighting, phasing in and out of each other, and then we cut back to Hayward. This is why I'm saying it sounded rushed, because this was about 4 minutes of show. So then we cut back to Hayward watching the fight from watching the tracking of his vision and the other vision tracking through the streets fighting, and we get Jimmy Woo got caught and brought back because apparently the engineer that gave Monica the truck was really on his on Heyman's side, Hayward's side,
And was no one.
right? And brought back Jimmy Woo, and then Jimmy Woo gets put in the circus tent or somewhere, and has a paperclip and gets out of his handcuffs, and you says flourish from his magician's lessons. And then he calls Cliff at the FBI. I
Good
don't
old
know if it was
Cliff.
Cliff Clavin or who,
Good old Cliffy.
but it humanizes him to give him a name,
Right.
and says, "Hey, I need you here in an hour." So now we're back to Wanda and Agatha have now moved their fight into the town square.
Right.
And Agatha is just chilling, reading the Darkhold up on the roof, finding out about the Scarlet Witch and letting her know that there's some info about the Scarlet Witch, a whole chapter. And then she starts waking up people in the town to this start coming to talk to Wanda. So Dottie, who is the big mysterious, right, is just Sarah, what's her name, that has a daughter that she wants to get out to get to hug, and she's not allowed to.
As another fan theory that went, psst.
Because apparently all the kids are just wasting away in their rooms. Though it's only been a week, right? I mean, not only, but it's been a week.
Think so.
It's
It
not like
feels
it's
like it's
been
been
forever.
forever. No, it feels like it's been years.
So literally, we're barely a month away from the battle with Thanos at Avengers Compound.
Right.
We're
That
like
sounds
a
about right.
couple weeks since then.
Yep, sounds about right.
So which they left out what Wanda was doing until she went to find Vision at Avengers Compound or at SWORD headquarters.
Right.
But anyway, so then she wakes up Dottie Agatha says, which I thought was an Age of Ultron reference for to Wanda, said she's your meat puppet, I just cut her strings.
Yep.
Which was a nod back to the Ultron stuff because everybody thought this white Vision was going to sound like James Spader.
That would have been cool.
Too. And
That
then
would have been a nice
Agnes,
cameo.
it would have. There was a lot of talk about that. But everybody's like, well, yeah, because James Spader and Paul Bettany never acted together. I was like, well, except for an Age of Ultron when they acted together a bunch.
Right.
And then Agatha wakes up the rest of the town and they all start coming for Wanda. So when, after that, we cut back to Monica, who realizes that Pietro is Ralph Boner because he has a glamour shot, because of course he does.
Yes, he does.
And that's when Monica realizes she can take him out easily and fights him and takes off his necklace, which is where he was getting the power.
The purple necklace.
Right, because that's Agatha's
Yes.
color scheme is purple, so it
Yes.
gets that. Then we cut back, and then she disappears. We don't see her again for a while. And then the boys get a vision of Wanda because they're hiding in the house, and they decide they have to go help her. Meanwhile, she's getting overwhelmed by the townspeople, and she goes and she casts this crazy spell and starts choking all the townspeople out, which could have been super cool, but then she stops.
Yep.
And
Immediately
they,
stops.
yeah, and then mom from that 70s show says, "Well, then just let us die."
At this
You know,
point, we're
if you
what, eight
can't let
minutes
us
in?
go, just let us die.
Now,
Not
we're not that
much.
far in.
We're like 12 minutes into the episode so far. It was only a 30-minute episode, maybe 35. It wasn't long.
There, yeah, it was a little over 30.
Because there was still 10 minutes of credits, not counting the
Yep.
end credit scenes.
Yep.
So then instead Wanda does her back-breaking pose again and starts dissolving the hex. Right? And then we go back over to the visions. Who are fighting with the solar beams and fake Vision starts flaking away like he was before when he went out of the hex. And she tells all the townspeople to run. So I guess they're just supposed to sprint like the 7 miles out of town
Right,
from
because
the
she
town
opened
square
up
now.
part of the hex.
Right. And Sword says, oh, there's our inn. So they start coming in. The boys show up with Wanda. They start dissolving. And Agatha tells her, you got to pick. You know, you can either save the townspeople or save your family. So she decides to save her family.
So when that opens up, is that's when all the sword people rush in.
Right. So the sword people come in. The FBI shows up just too late. And they're stuck outside the hex when it closes back up. And so then Wanda has her family with her now. Well, not Vision. Yeah, Vision's there.
Yeah.
Has her family with her now. And she starts shooting Agatha, who keeps drawing in her power, and then her other arm goes bad. So I have two bad arms. Then the sword trucks show up in town square. Vision start fighting again. Now they're in a cool library, and we get to hear about their philosophical debate they
Yep.
start having.
Yep, in the middle of their fight.
Right, Monica ends up in town square now, and we're about 20 minutes in now. So
Yep.
now Monica shows up in the town square. While Hayward and all the SWORD agents decide that they're going to shoot the boys for no
Right.
real reason.
Right.
So they don't need to. Why not?
Right.
And so instead, they end up shooting Monica, who stops most of the bullets as they phase into her, except for one gets by, and Tommy Billy stops it with his magic. And then Hayward just keeps shooting and empties in his entire clip into Monica for some reason.
Right, because at that point, why not? In for a penny, in for a pound.
Yeah, I guess. And then he realizes, oh, okay. And he gets in the car and drives off.
Did he drive off, or is that when Darcy showed up?
He starts driving off, and then
Right.
Darcy shows up.
An ice
Though we
cream
don't
truck.
really see her other than through the mirror, which
No.
could have been filmed at her house on Zoom.
Right. And the
And
ice cream truck.
she hits him and says, hey, you're going to jail. I'm like, okay.
I got questions, but go ahead.
Well, this is where it all starts to kind of fall apart. So then the Visions start having a conversation about the Theseus ship conversation, which is an interesting philosophical debate, right?
It's a real philosophical debate.
Yeah. So and the premise behind it is if you take, as your ship starts to rot and you replace the board, are those new planks now your ship?
Right.
Or if you go and take those planks and you clean all of them, is that still now your ship that's seen all those, been through everything? Because now it's like new. So how do you play that? And so Vision thinks about it for a good half a second. And then decides that he doesn't know. And then he gets touched on the head because that's Vision's new power, this WandaVision. Taps him on the head and seems to transfer like a second of the Mind Stone so he can access these old memories.
Right. And so his mission was to take out the Vision, but then he realizes he is the Vision.
Right. And he gets back all of his memories until Thanos kills him. Right. So he's missing like 5 days of the new Vision's memories, and that's it.
So all the family stuff.
Right, which, like, again, maybe a week of Vision's memories. So let's take that into account again, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not like he's missing years of memories, he's missing a week. And not even real memories, right? Because half of that Vision was just going to and from work and following a sitcom script.
Yep.
So, and then he goes, oh, I'm the Vision, and he flies off.
Right.
And that's it. Nope.
He's gone.
We're done. He'll be back in a few movies.
Right.
And then Wanda goes up and uses her mind trick that she hasn't used since Age of Ultron on Agatha. And they end up back in Agatha's greatest fear, which is, for some reason, her greatest fear is when she took the power from all the witches. So that was obviously Agatha turning that back around on Wanda. And then Wanda ends up on the stake and Agatha's not. And then the Scarlet Witch head attire starts to appear on Wanda. They sneak out of the dream. They end up back where they were. And Wanda keeps... they fly up in the air. Cool effects during this part, right?
Sure.
Not a great battle because there's no real fighting back. It's just Agatha just getting shot by Wanda.
Yep. And supposedly absorbing all of her magic.
But Wanda misses a lot and is shooting the walls too.
Well, is that on purpose, though?
I think it was.
Okay. Because I think... Go ahead.
Meanwhile, Wanda keeps on decaying and falls apart and becomes this crumply old person, right?
Yes.
Which, this brought me to the point of realizing that her costume this whole episode is like yoga pants and a hoodie.
Yeah, almost the whole show. Except for the first two, where they were back in the 50s. Since they moved into more modern times, she's basically been in yoga pants and a hoodie, which I would love that acting job. That's phenomenal.
Right.
Good for her.
So then we get... Agatha tries to cast now that Wanda's, you know, decrepit.
Right.
And she can't. And Wanda says, ha ha, I fooled you. Look at the runes that I was casting on the walls that I learned while I was sitting in your basement for a few minutes recapping my life.
Yep.
And I know what they all are and what they mean and how to cast them all of a sudden. And
she did to her what she did to her.
Right. And Wanda gets all the powers.
Yes.
It looks like. Including Agatha's. And ends up in her brand new Scarlet Witch costume.
Which is badass looking.
It's a great costume. She unlocks the power of the Scarlet Witch, right?
Yes.
So... We were under the assumption that the sword all made it into the town. Oh, so then, right. So then they go back down because Agatha didn't fall out of the sky when she lost all her powers. Because Wanda was nice enough to hold her up and gently put her on the ground.
Yes.
And then she does this weird, makes her back into the nosy neighbor.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure to who or where she lives.
I assumed that it was going to be in Westview, but they never really said where she was going to be. Where she was.
Right. I don't know if she's living with the boner now and they're married.
Maybe she's with the boner.
I don't know. So when I wasn't sure at this point how the military made it to town square during all this, and all these people are just trying to run out of town. And what happened to them? Because none of them were back.
No.
And then she leaves Monica and everybody in the center of town with the frozen soldiers that are all there still stuck in place. And then she starts shrinking her hex down, and they go home, she and the family. Again, this is all legit what happened. Like,
right.
I'm not skipping anything.
No, this is pretty, this is it.
So it, which is why I was saying everything seemed really, really rushed.
It did.
And, you know, then we have the nice scene where they put the boys to bed. We're supposed to really feel, and if we would have had more time, and I think that's where this even felt rushed from a whole season standpoint, right? Like, we never really, we got more, maybe 5 minutes with her and the boys and the whole show.
Yeah.
To feel that connection, which I never got the connection that with them and the boys. For them to earn being like, big day today.
Right.
Kids, okay. Thanks for choosing me to be your mom. Still don't know why you're so old because you've only been alive for 3 days.
Yeah.
And then the hex keeps coming through, comes through the house. And then takes a really long time. You know, we start to see Westview and how it looks like, all the other towns that we saw after the 5 years.
Right.
Right. Because after the 5 years and not the people and resources, everything looks just run down.
Yeah. It goes back to normal.
Right. And then Wanda tells Vision that he's a part of the Mind Stone, her piece of the Mind Stone that's been in her is how he created her.
Right.
Or she created him and says, he says, you know, so what am I? She says, you are my sadness and my hope, but mostly you are my love.
Touching.
It's very touching. Touching. Kevin Smith touching. Cried a lot at that line,
did.
I bet.
Yeah, he did.
And then they say, we're going to meet again. And then we end up back in an empty lot. So this is where I don't understand where Agatha is now. Because
right.
There's no house to be a neighbor of.
No. Well, no, but she could have her own house in Westview. It's just all the magic is gone from it.
But she didn't live in Westview.
No, she didn't.
She was crashing in Ralph's house.
She was. They never. Yeah, they don't clear that up at all.
But she had time in Ralph's house to make a witch's basement with the dark hold in it and everything just down there.
Yeah.
So then Wanda walks right by her car, which is no longer buried in a house somewhere. Because her car is still where she parked it when she created the TV show land.
Of course.
And then she walks back to the middle of the town. Everybody's giving her dirty looks. Instead of going back to their houses to see how their kids are doing and trying to make phone calls, they
right.
all just stand there and stare at Wanda.
Right. Angrily.
She walks through the town.
Like the angry mob type of thing.
And the weird part to me was that Monica's like, oh, I get why you did what you did. I understand. You're cool.
Well, Monica had been saying all along that she was on Wanda's side, and she gets it, and she understood, and yada, yada, yada.
But Monica, at this point, realizes what Wanda actually did.
Yes.
Which is, she's still on her side, though, which is really weird.
Right. Good guys stay together.
Because I never really, honestly, Hayward didn't come across as a bad guy to me.
Well, we'll go ahead and get to the end, because then I can ask a question or seven.
Yeah, we're almost there. So then Wanda says, oh, hey, I'm sorry, everybody. Bye. And then the FBI finally gets to the middle of town and Wanda flies off.
Right, in her new costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, she changes into her whole costume.
She has a hood, too, that comes from somewhere.
Sure.
And then we're done. And then we get a couple end credit scenes. First one, we got Jimmy running the town. Cliff's not in charge. Jimmy is, right?
Nope, it's all Jimmy.
Still don't know where that fugitive that he's looking for is.
Nope.
Ignore this fugitive.
Yep. We don't need him right now.
Hayward's arrested. Darcy's not there.
Nope.
Because they couldn't.
She
get
doesn't
for filming.
Do debriefing. She doesn't do debriefings.
She couldn't make it for the filming the post credit scene. I bet.
But no. But she doesn't do debriefings.
Right.
That's her thing. That's her shtick.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some detective shows up, takes Monda into the theater where they're showing Tannhauser Gate. And turns out she's a Skrull and says, your mom's old friend wants to see you up there. I'm guessing we're thinking this is Nick Fury.
I'm assuming it's got to be Nick Fury at this point. Like, who the hell else could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. That'd be my guess. And then we go more credits. Then we cut back to Cabin in the Woods. Gorgeous, gorgeous scenery that they shot for this, by the way.
Think
And
it's
Wanda's.
think it could be Sokovia?
No, I
No?
don't think so. Could be.
There's half of it
But I mean,
left.
Sokovia is really just a big hole in the ground.
Oh, there's half of it left.
Where Wanda's sitting up front drinking tea, and then a pot whistles because she's making more water for her tea. And she pours more water in her tea, which was weird.
But
And then we cut back to the other room, and she's doing what Doctor Strange did when he was studying while he slept. Her astral projection is of the Scarlet Witch is reading through the Darkhold, and you hear the kids screaming for help at the end, and then we cut to black.
okay, the biggest question I have
Yeah.
is, and why was Hayward arrested? What did he do to warrant being arrested?
Right, he didn't break the law. I mean, he shot at imaginary kids and
Right.
a superhero who were
Right.
trying to stop him from recovering government property.
Right.
Right.
Technically.
Right.
Technically,
From
he did nothing wrong.
the government standpoint, he did nothing wrong.
Right. So why did you arrest him? That I don't get.
I didn't understand that at all, especially when Jimmy's like, "You're going to go to jail for this." And I'm like, "For what?"
What did he do wrong?
He's trying to get
Right.
Yeah,
Technically, he did nothing wrong.
no, and
One
it
thing I
goes back
will.
to right what I said earlier. Every villain is the hero of their own story. If
Right.
you flip the script to this, he's the good guy.
Correct. Correct.
Easily, he's the good guy.
So one thing I read was when Catherine Hahn went in for her meeting, they showed her everything that was going to happen. They didn't hide from her who she was. So from day one, she knew who she was, who she was playing, and she had to do a deep dive backstory to catch up. But she said she knew from day one who and what she her character was. So that's cool.
Well, otherwise she couldn't be Agatha all along. Ha! Get
Right.
it?
Okay.
Sorry.
As far as Easter eggs go, we got the costume. Wanda does the creepy sneak up on you whisper thing. The whoever holds the title of Scarlet Witch is apparently more powerful than the Sorcerer Supreme, but at this point in time, Doctor Strange has not yet taken the mantle of Sorcerer Supreme, right?
Yeah, he has.
Has
He
he?
took it at the end of
Okay.
Doctor Strange when the ancient one died.
Okay.
But by the same token, again, Doctor Strange has also been gone for 5 years.
So here you go. At the end of the episode, in the second of the two post-credit scene, we see Wanda in a tiny cabin at the foot of a beautiful mountain. This is almost certainly Mount Wundagore, the place where Marvel Comics canon indicates that Wanda and Pietro were born, and a place that continues to loom large in Scarlet Witch history.
Yeah,
Okay.
I saw that. I don't buy it. Because
Here.
we erased that part of their history.
Yes. But at the same time, they're also, and we mentioned this before, they're also going backwards and they're retconning because now they have control over more property. They can kind of smooth over some of these rough edges of stuff that they had to shoehorn into movies without
Maybe.
real explanation.
Well, see, they didn't really retcon anything, though. Like
No,
I've
but
heard
they.
a lot of articles and stuff have been saying that they retcon stuff during the show.
Well,
They didn't retcon
her.
anything.
She, well, she's not a
No.
mutant. No, she's a sorceress now.
Right, but they didn't retcon that.
Yeah. Well,
They
not her.
just added to backstory. Right, but it wasn't like they said, "Oh my God, this has changed.
This about
This is the same."
Vision, and I think you said the same thing, is did they maybe miss a trick by not having White Vision's voice be James Spader's? That would have been really awesome. That would have been cool if they could have got him to record lines.
Yeah, I mean it should be Jarvis's because Vision was built to be Ultron,
Right.
Ultron's body,
Right.
and so this body should not technically have Jarvis in it, which it
Right.
is. You know, it's Jarvis is what's there, and then
Right.
but has the memories of if it had the Mind Stone in it. So I don't know. I don't know where they were going with that.
Let me see. It's been reported that the young actors who played Billy and Tommy filmed scenes for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness in London last year.
Well, that would make sense.
That would make sense. The
Because
whole
I
thing.
think you're going to get your, that's how the Scarlet Witch becomes the big bad, because she's looking for her kids, right? And by looking for her kids, she breaks something, is what's going to happen. And we'll see if then we get Mephisto and we get Nightmare and what we end up getting. And honestly, the way they're portrayed in the comics, you could easily switch Nightmare and Mephisto back and forth.
You mentioned the Wizard of Oz thing with the car. Pietro, as he's being called, having his own man cave lends itself to Fox's Quicksilver's basement in Days of Future Past. Let's see.
I also saw they did not have a backup plan if they couldn't get him.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. The Darkhold, we got that. Monica and the Skrulls, we got that. Doctor Strange 2, they've Sam Raimi, director of Doctor Strange, once directed a film called Oz the Great and Powerful, which is playing at the Coronet Theater in Westview. That's a nice little
So it
nod.
was Kidnapped, Red, and something for a minute is one of the other movies that's playing there.
Let's see. We when we see Wanda in astral form reading the Big Book of Magic, that's something we've seen Doctor Strange do. That's pretty cool. At one point, Agatha is perched in front of a billboard for a cleaning product named Squeaky Shine, which boasts its all natural formula using the power of Mother Earth. That's a bit of a reach, but the author of the Darkhold is said to be the demon Chthon.
Yeah,
Right?
Kathan.
So they're possibly teasing that. They're possibly teasing Nightmare.
Right, I don't buy into them teasing anything anymore.
Well, that's
This
the last
finale
thing.
killed it
Yeah,
for me.
that's the last thing I want to go with. The fact that the fans spawned all these theories that everybody believed something was coming. We did too. At least I know I
Oh,
did.
yeah.
And in the end, Marvel basically faked everybody out and was like, no, nothing. The Paul Bettany cameo was Paul Bettany.
Right.
There was no big, the engineer, you said it, and I argued with you saying, no, there's something coming. And you were like, nope, that's the engineer. And I'm like, no, that was the engineer. There literally was nothing else coming. I'm not so mad about it because they definitely didn't play into fan service for that at all.
No, which is fine.
Right.
Just I like I said at the when we first started talking about it, I had hoped for a bigger show, and that's not their fault.
No.
You know.
I mean, given the way things are being filmed and released and all that right now, no.
I just wish, and this isn't the first show that did it, right? Where
No.
they cut something at the end of the season though, and you can tell in the writing and the way they finished it. It's
No.
insanely frustrating. Doom Patrol did the same thing. There's a couple other, Flash did the same thing. Like, there's all these other shows that had to cut, and instead of just being like, okay, we're gonna pick the story up when we need to pick the story up, they just rushed through to get to the end, and it just it the story suffered for it.
The last thing I'm going to go do, because we're super running late, is
Yeah.
I'm going to run through one last time all of these the Marvel movies coming out real quick,
Yep.
because we're everything's shifting. Black Widow's still coming out May 7th, 2021.
Yeah,
Not
just
movies.
theaters, I think. Yeah.
Yes. Shang-Chi and the Legend of Ten Rings, July 9th this year, 2021. Stay. Eternals, November 5th, 2021. That's three this year. That's good
There's one more this year.
that they're sticking. And then Spider-Man, E.T. Phones Home,
No Way Home.
December 17th. Yeah, all the way home, all the way home, all the way Ray J, something,
Yeah.
all the way home, December 17th. So that's four Marvel movies coming out this year.
Well, there's six because there's also Morbius and Venom.
Well, yeah, I'm not.
I'm excited for Venom. Morbius, really, more so than Venom.
Yeah.
Not a big Leto guy, but I think that story could be good.
Next year is when Doctor Strange comes out, March
Right.
25th, 2022. then Thor: Love and Thunder, which they are filming, and there's pictures coming out. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. There's a bunch of pictures of Natalie Portman levitating.
And also, like, ripped. Her arms
Yeah,
are huge.
she did some working out. Black Panther 2 is still there for July 8th, 2022.
Not gonna make
Captain Marvel 2, November 11th. She's been working out, Brie Larson.
it.
She's probably gonna pop up in
Don't
a
care.
couple of other things.
Yeah.
Ant-Man and the Wasp, 2022, no date. And Guardians of the Galaxy, 2023, and then
Yeah. Yep.
Fantastic Four and Blade are out there. So, there's
We'll
still
see.
a lot of
I
stuff
think next
coming.
year will get shifted. I think the 2022 self will get moved around.
You think so? Anything earlier?
No, I mean, I think we'll see a lot more Disney Plus stuff that's not announced. That we're going to see Ms. Marvel. We're going to see, I don't
Right.
think, a WandaVision season two, but we'll see Ms.
No,
Marvel
I don't think.
series. We'll see She-Hulk next year. We'll see
Yeah. I don't.
Hawkeye. I don't know if we get Hawkeye this year. We might. If we do
They're still
don't, it'll be
filming
early
that, I
next
think.
year.
They're still filming that.
And
But.
maybe or maybe not, we'll get a Falcon Winter Soldier too. But I think before another Cap movie.
Yeah. Well, they're already talking. There's plans in the works for the next Avengers movie. So, I mean,
I don't know who's going to be in it, but
they
okay.
started planning. They started planning. Apparently, they started planning the Avengers movie before Iron Man was released. They had mapped out what they were going to do to a point. So,
For Iron Man?
whatever. That's what I read. Kevin Feige had Avengers planned out before Iron Man was released.
Okay. Oh, the movie
Whatever.
Avengers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The first
This time.
Avengers movie,
Okay.
right?
Yeah.
So, with that being said, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching. Next week we will not have any WandaVision. Maybe we'll talk about the behind the scenes thing.
Yeah,
We'll
I
see.
think that might work.
But yeah. So, do your plugs and all your
Yeah,
happiness.
just go check out jackkidmusic.com. You can see if you're in Northeast Philadelphia. This coming weekend, March 13th, I'll be playing at Nick's Roast Beef on Cotman. The week after, I'll be in Perkasie at the Crossroads Tavern.
You're at the Cotman one, not the
Yeah,
Woodhaven one.
I'm local, buddy.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
For us, find us. The video always stays up on Facebook. You can find us on podcast. The podcast will be up. It should be up every Tuesday at some point Tuesday from now on going forward. You find it on Spotify. You find it on Apple, Google, wherever you find your podcast. You should see us. If you don't see us somewhere that you want podcast, please reach out, let us know. I'll make sure it happens. Leave a review. Jack said it in the past. Only 5-star reviews work. If you try to leave anything less than that, it just doesn't work. There's no
It's a
point.
flaw in the system. It's okay,
It
though.
is.
It's
It's
fine. Five stars is good.
better to do the 5 than the 4 or the 3, not the 2 or the 1. They broke. Thank you, everyone, for hanging out and for sticking through all this. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.